She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Hey, we're back on downtown here on a Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble and Ryan Waning. And coming up on the 27th, a super special event at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Brian Wilson presents Pet Sounds, the final performances. And we're thrilled to be joined on the telephone right now by the founding member of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, with us. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you, Rick?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for being with us today. Pet Sounds, of course, so far ahead of its time, ranked as one of the best albums of all time by just about everybody. What's it make you feel like to have peers like Paul McCartney and others talk about this as an album that was such an inspiration to them?
Well, they loved the album. I was very proud of it, too.
We were talking with Jimmy Webb the other day, another terrific songwriter, and he talked about how back in the 60s, especially in the L.A. music scene, there was a lot of sharing going on. Did you find yourself in situations where people were playing you their new songs and you were playing songs for them? And who were some of those people?
Pardon me?
Were there people that you shared your songs with back in the 60s with other writers?
No.
So you were in the studio a lot, and Pet Sounds, of course, such an epic album. Some changes have been made from the original version of Pet Sounds. When you guys are touring with it, do you play I Know There's an Answer or Hang On to Your Ego?
I Know There's an Answer.
Well, love that version of it. And your band is so great. I have had a chance to see them a number of times before, Jeff and Darian and that whole group. What's it like out on the road with those guys?
Oh, it's a thrill.
They've got to be like family to you in many ways, I would think.
Right.
Well, and of course, you got some of the Beach Boys family, too, with Al Jardine, his son Matt, and on this tour, Blondie Chaplin back out there with you. Now, whose idea was it to have Blondie on the tour?
Mine.
Well, that's fantastic. It's got to be great to hear him out there as well. Also, Brian, you've had success recently, first-time success on the classical charts, the album with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which is just great. What did you think when you heard that music for the first time?
I was amazed. I couldn't believe it.
And was it a great idea, do you think, to use those original vocals? They seemed to mesh so well.
Yeah.
Now, you guys had a little bit of a reunion this summer at SiriusXM with Mike Love, Bruce Johnston, and some of the guys, and you've had your differences along the way, but is there still love between you guys for the music that you created?
Yeah, there's still love between us.
We were talking not too long ago with the great Hal Blaine, who's a friend of our show. How important were... We were talking with Hal Blaine not too long ago. How important were Hal, Carol Kay, the folks in the Wrecking Crew, how important were they into making those great Beach Boys records?
Well, they're great musicians.
And did you have to give them a lot of direction? How did that work in the studio with them?
Well, I told them what to play.
Well, it worked pretty well. Glenn Campbell, of course, passed away recently. He was such a talent. Can you talk a little bit about what made Glenn Campbell so very special?
Glenn was a great singer.
And also a pretty talented guitarist as well.
Yeah, he played good guitar.
We also, anytime we have someone on who knew him, we like to talk about the great Harry Nilsson. You knew Harry very well. What was it about him that made him such a unique talent?
Great singer.
Yeah, he sure was. I know we're talking with Brian Wilson here on Downtown. I know the Four Freshmen were a big influence on you, and I know Be My Baby by the Ronettes is your favorite record. What is it about that song that you love?
I love the drums.
Oh, Hal Blaine's drums, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the great openings in the history of rock and roll. When you're writing, how does that process begin for you? I know for many years you would sit down at the piano. When you do write, is it still like that?
Yeah.
When did you first notice, you must have been very young, that you could hear when you listened to a song, like something by the Four Freshmen, that you could hear the chords and the key changes? Do you remember the first time and maybe what that song was?
Pardon me?
Do you remember the first song that you heard where you knew you could identify the chord changes?
Yeah.
What song was that? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
I love the work you did. Now, you know, it's been about 6 years now, but before the 50th anniversary tour, you put together That's Why God Made the Radio. That's such a great album. And I think you've got Al Jardine with you. The song From There to Back Again, would you say that's one of Al's best vocals?
Yeah, really was.
And when it comes to vocals, too, one of your solo albums, not that long ago, Getting In Over My Head, I love the fact that you included Soul Searching. It was so great to hear your brother Carl sing again.
Carl's a great singer. He was a great singer.
Do you use some of his vocals on the Pet Sounds tour?
No.
Listen, I know, Brian, I'm a little bit tired today because I stayed up to watch the Red Sox game that went late last night. You were a good baseball player in high school. Who was your favorite baseball player growing up?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. Nice, nice. Yeah. Now, and you were you a center fielder?
Yeah.
And you played a little football, too, but your football career ended a little early. But was it a big hit? Is that what got you out of football?
Yeah.
That'll do it right there. We're talking with Brian Wilson. The Pet Sounds Tour comes to the Cross Center coming up on October 27th. All right, I have to ask you this, Brian. How did your life change about 32 years ago when you walked into that car dealership and met Melinda?
That was a thrill to meet her. She was a pretty girl. She was very pretty.
And what's she done for your life in these last 32 years?
What?
What's she done for your life?
She inspired me to do a soul career.
Well, and that has gone so very well for you. We were talking not too long ago with David Leaf, who has worked with you very closely. We were talking about where your music comes from. Do you see your music as a gift to the world? And what does that feel like to you to be able to share your music?
Well, I'm proud of the music because I think the music really speaks for itself.
Well, it sure does. Well, we're so excited to have you coming to Bangor to perform Pet Sounds, the final performances. Brian, thank you so much for your work, and thank you for spending a little time with us this afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You bet. That's Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys checking in with us here.